Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Strap in, kids, because you're now listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Are you guys having a killer time? Sweet.
Yes. Yes.
What? What? What?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right then. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Guess who it is? Well, that's right. It's me, DJ New Style. That's right. How's everybody doing tonight? Got a lot of regulars in the chat room, and I want to say thank you for listening to the DJ Effin' New Style Show. I have to turn my headphones up as I fear I'm going deaf. That's right. I am going deaf, and it's all right. It's all good, son. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been able to not entertain you. I've been out for about a week in prison, and it's been nice. It's been nice. They let me go really easy. I went out on vacation. We'll get to that. I went to Seattle. We're going to check that out, and I'm going to get Canadian Metal a big black dildo to shove up his ass so he can wake up a little, because he's in the chat room just like you should be. So if you want to be in the chat room, go to radiobbq.net and click on chat, and you can wake Canadian Metal up because he's typing Z's. See, when you type Z's in a chat room, that means it's boring. It's not funny or anything. It's boring. So let's get him a gigantic black rubber schlong. Let's see if we can get someone on the line. Oh, no, fuck him. Fuck him. No. No Hairless Dan or Dugout Dan or just Dan21, whatever you're going for or going by these days. I did not drop the soap in jail. Everybody was very nice, very respectful. And, you may not believe it, but I joined the chess club in jail. Joined the chess club. And it was very, very fun. We've got a lot of shit to get to tonight. I'm going to talk about my vacation to Seattle. That's right. Went out to Seattle to attend a wedding and generally engage in stuff. That's right. I did a lot of stuff. Woke up extra early like every day, not on my own accord, and got a lot of stuff done, saw a lot of stuff, did a lot of things. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to try and get little Jimmy Rhodes on the line. But first I'd like to say hi to everybody in the room here. I want to say hi to Craig Coleman, Allison Wright, Dan Wright, the fucking prick. You fucking prick. You know, I'm just being myself. I go out and, he wants to just be a fucking prick, and it's okay. And we'll get to that later. No, actually, you know what, we won't get to that. That's just something for the Radio BBQ people out there. Oh, we've got Ruth pumping, and I almost said roof pumping, which would make me, like Al Sharpton. We got roof pumping. Yeah. We've got AIDS patient Rob. We've got Greg 71, whatever. I don't know. I'm sorry. We got Schumpner. Adam Leisure. Little Jimmy Rhodes. And a bunch of people. And a bunch of people that are not in the chat room yet. And shame on you, quite frankly. Shame on you for not being in the chat room and being there when we don't need you whatsoever. Thank you. But we have a new bit that I prepped for today. As we normally do, pretty much every show, we like to play a bit every now and then, a little piece of a bit, and we interleave it, as I say, from my nerdy computer science background. We interleave it throughout the time that I'm going to waste over the course of the next 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. Whatever you get, basically. I put something together, and it's basically just tips on how you can piss off your date's dad. It's another one of our public service announcements. To get you familiar with what these public service announcements are about, why don't I play one for you that would let you know, or let your lover know, that you've got AIDS. Easy ways that you can do this. So why don't we just...
here we go. As a public service, the DJ New Yankee Style Show proudly presents
Easy Ways to Let Your Lover Know That You've Got AIDS.
Sooner or later, it might just pop out.
Damn it! Turn off QVC or I'm giving you AIDS again.
Yeah, we've got AIDS.
Sorry, I should have told you. Yeah, so basically it's a lot of stuff like that. It's pretty fun, you know. We like to do stuff like that every now and then. Just really educate the listeners, give them some pointers, how they can, you know, help themselves through life, pretty much. We want to give them tips that they can take with them into their golden years. You know, just cursing out your loved one to let them know that they have AIDS. That's good. It's always a good move. But right now, you know, when you date a girl, you're about to take a girl out, or maybe you just met a girl, maybe you have to meet her dad. And usually, if you do that, her dad will ask you some questions. So, well, here's a sampling of questions that he might ask you when you're about to take his daughter out on the town. So why don't we start off with this one here.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents
Easy Ways to Piss Off Your Date's Dad.
How do I know that I can trust you with my daughter?
You can trust me because I'm just trying to be the next guy to fuck her in the ass and never call her again.
Now, do you see how that won't work? Do you see how that is not going to work? That's an easy way to piss off your date's dad. When he asks how he can trust you, really don't bring up anal sex. It's just not a good move. He probably won't be able to go out with the girl or see her ever again. It's just generally frowned upon in the dating community. That's right. Oh, Ruth Pumping is just checking in for a quick hi, and she's leaving. And that's okay. And it's all good, and it's all right. Listeners come and listeners go, man. Oh, he says the public services, the PSAs sound familiar from another show, he's saying. I wonder when the other show started doing these PSAs, as the first one I did was 5:30:05, May 30th of 05. And I believe I got a comment from another show saying that they were very good. Okay. But we're not getting into any show wars. We're not getting into any rants. You know, we all have something that we come for. And we all like AIDS patient Rob because he checks in every now and then with something like listeners come multiple times. Because AIDS patient Rob, he's got AIDS, but apparently it's written on many gay bathhouse walls that he is quite good in the gay sack. That's what it says. You can't lie with gay graffiti. And little Robbie, he may have the AIDS, but apparently according to some graffiti just scratched into the wall somewhere, he's I don't know, he sucks. You stink. No. Every goddamn radio show does the PSA bit. That's the whole point I'm making here. Bad Monkey, you don't have to quit running PSAs, because you know what? Everybody does them, and it's okay. It's okay. And these are just throwaway bits, even though I find a way to keep playing them over and over and over and over again. I keep playing them over and over again, burning out my bits over and over again. And it sucks so bad, because it's all in my head. I hate Nelly. I cannot stand Nelly at all. He stinks. He absolutely stinks. But I'll tell you about some stuff that doesn't stink. We've got some news that is kind of making me chuckle. Some websites that I'm looking at that are like fucking crazy. And I have a song that I'm going to debut. It's entitled Love Needs No Home. But why don't we get to one of these sites here? I don't know if anybody here is a fan of women that are, you know, fit. Maybe you don't like chubby girls. Okay, that's fair. It's also pretty common. Some people do like chubby girls. But, you know, some people like their women to be, you know, in shape, or very slim or slender. But apparently, some people have taken it to the extreme. And, the site you need to go to is sexyanorexic.com. Go to sexyanorexic, www.DJNewsStyleShow.com. I'll put the link in the chat room for you as soon as the delay catches up. If you're not in the chat room, fuck you! You don't get it! You get nothing! Nothing, sir! Alright. Little Jimmy Rhodes will be in later, but sexyanorexic.com, go there. This is just fucking abysmal. Okay? I'm all for, like, you know, whatever the hell you want to do, but this is like a pay site that people, or they expect people to pay for and view all these, like, I guess, pornographic pictures of anorexic women. And the teaser for it and what they're selling it with is, if you love sexy, okay, I love sexy stuff, okay, bone revealing, not so much a fan of bone revealing, okay, but let's see, long thin limb, I think they're targeting, you know, AIDS patient Rob, not quite my forte, super slender, okay, maybe I like, you know, I think Keira Knightley's okay, she's super slender. Hollow silhouettes. Whoa, what the fuck is going on here? Bony flat chests. Ultra thin female forms. What? How is this supposed to entice anybody to click? And then they show what is either an Auschwitz fucking prisoner or a cancer patient. And, I mean, I'm not shitting on cancer, okay? So don't even fucking bother. But if you look at these pictures on sexyanorexic.com, the first page has no nudity on it. Just it's the back of a woman. With no shirt on, you don't really see anything, but it looks like someone that's going through fucking chemo and like someone that's on their way out. It's really, it's fucking disturbing. And they're accepting credit cards and PayPal, but go in and let's take the tour. Why don't we just take the tour and see, maybe we want to join. I don't know. So click on join, we go through it. And let's go here. Let's see. Okay, I agree by clicking this link. I'm 18 plus. If you're not 18 plus, I did not encourage you to go there, so do not go to this fucking site. Prick. That's right, Mr. FCC Monitor Man. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part, Mr. FCC Monitor Man. Yeah! Hold on, before we go any further, I just want to tell you that...
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Okay, we got that out of the way. Got that out of the way. Let's resume with sexyanorexic.com. This is just fucking awful. We got Grillmaster Dan. Grillmaster Dan! Checking in with, that's like Gandhi hot. Yeah, you have to be on a hunger strike to really appreciate this. Wow, she looks good. Wow. Seriously, when you go in, the first picture, like, if you just took the torso, it could be fucking Ben Kingsley from the movie Gandhi. It really is, it looks like, or maybe Jesus, I don't know. Maybe if you looked at the crucifix, like, this is the kind of body you're talking about. And the crucifix is supposed to be fucking tragic, but these people are looking at it, and they're fucking jacking off to this shit. To girls that just, you know, you take them out and they're like, I don't want to eat. Yeah, that's George Carlin. I know. Bite my ass. I don't want to eat. And these are not the girls that eat and throw up. No. This is anorexia. They just refuse to eat. You have to really fucking knock them around to get them to eat a fucking sugar cube. And I should know. I've knocked around many anorexic women. No. I wouldn't even approach any of these people. Like, If an anorexic woman came by me, it would probably be as freaky as, like, a midget walking by you. Now, like, at first, you know, like, the midget, he's there. And, like, you're like, holy shit, it's a fucking midget. You know, you don't see one every day, I mean, unless you live with one, in which case you should shut the fuck up. But if you see a midget, it's like a shock. And then eventually, you know, it's like, ah, it's that, yeah, did you see the midget? Okay, yeah, let's get over it. He's over there. But then, like, it's the same thing, like... Jesus Christ, you can see her you can see her fucking spine through her fucking chest. AIDS patient Rob is checking in with, I want to smack them in the face with a steak. Smack them in the face with a steak and watch them cry. They look, oh, bad monkey. They look like those chicks, they hook those chicks up to strings like marionettes. I murdered your line, and I'm sorry. I murder a line a word at a time. That's right. It rhymes. Grillmaster 10. Oh, that's fucking funny. I wonder if I have that. That would be very funny. Oh, man. Yeah, go on here, look at the pictures, and just tell me, if you can find anything on there that fucking turns you on, good for you. Good for you. I don't believe I have that shit. Oh, man, that would have been fucking great. But he checked in with, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of the chicks on sexyanorexia.com. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of chicks on sexyanorexia.com. Oh, man. You know what? I'm going back to right. Oh, I'm just going to hide now. I just read what fucking. And that's very inappropriate. Hey! That's very, very, very inappropriate. Canadian metal. He's not really sleeping anymore. You're not typing these fucking Z's. Never mind a tit job. You can get a rib job. Lube up the ribs and rub that cock right on there. Jesus Christ. It's like you're fucking scrubbing pants in a riverbed with a washboard. That's disgusting. Besides, you may cut yourself on that thing. They look fucking sharp. These women look pointy. They look like they're fucking pointy. I don't know about what anybody else is into, but I can tell you it's not this shit. I don't like a girl that looks like she could fucking puncture plywood just by sitting on it. They seriously look fucking ill. They look disgusting, disturbing. They look diseased. I'm looking at one. And their fucking body looks like a dog. Like a dog standing up. You put them in doggy style position, their torso looks like a goddamn greyhound's body. All you see is fucking rib cages and shit. Ugh, it's so gross. Oh my god, dude, they have a fucking vag shot on here. It is disturbing. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait, hold on. We don't want to get in trouble by any FCC violations or anything like that, because there is, at all times, an FCC monitor listening to the show. So, you know, we have to play, every now and then we just have to, you know, let them know.
The following program is intended for mature audience. Parental guidance is suggested.
This talk is not good.
We just gotta let you know, it's not good, it's rated PG for parental guidance, and it's for mature audiences only. You're not gonna get this anywhere else. I'm looking out for you and the kids. If not for anyone, do it for the children! Oh, it is fucking gross. Yeah, so hey, if anybody wants to buy me a subscription to anorexic, sexyanorexic.com, just so I can study it, it would be much appreciated. Ugh, are you kidding? This is fucking awful. I really would love to talk to whoever fucking made this, whoever fucking put this site up. It's gotta be a fucking joke. It has to be a joke. There's no two fucking ways about it. This has to be fake. It's gotta be a joke. I'm not buying that people are actually fucking cranking one out to this. I mean, do you think these people rent, like, what kind of movies are they renting to get off? I mean, they're not getting regular porno. I mean, those girls, like, they have, you know, they've eaten once. They're not getting, oh, Canadian metal. You could fuck her in the ass and it would come out her pussy. Dude, that is fucking wrong. Hey. Yeah, we do that every now and then. Because, you know, we're stealing C-Rock's soundboard. Nothing else to it. But, yeah, that's fucking wrong. I bet you it's just hollow inside. There's no more, like, organs. They're just zombies. It's fucking awful. But, you know, there's nothing that they can rent. I mean, people that are into this, like, what are they going to do? I mean, they're probably... They fantasized about fucking the skeleton that was in the corner of their 7th grade science class. Maybe they jacked off the, like, Schindler's List or something. I don't know. Get that damn red-dressed girl out of the way. Let's see more prisoners. What is sexy about this? If anybody's into it, you know, send some feedback into DJ New Style on AOL Instant Messenger. Or, you know, Skype me, because you can call the show. Yeah! You can Skype DJ New Style. What you need is headphones and a mic. And you can do it over the web, the interweb. and you can get on the show and tell me why you're a sick, disgusting fucking freak who jacks off to anorexic girls. It's fucking disgusting. You really are going to hell. You are sick. Like, even if you don't believe in hell, if you fucking touch your penis while looking at this fucking site, you have to kind of believe there's a special place reserved in some flaming area of some dimension where you will go after you die. You have to believe there's a special fucking final destination for you the minute you fucking pop your first load looking at these skeletons with skin on them. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Chicks like that couldn't even have a kid. They'd die of malnutrition. That's right, AIDS patient Rob busting out science knowledge, which leads me to believe he just was sweating over another test result, looking up articles on WebMD.com. He got the wrong section. He got on pregnancy and pregnancy malnutrition and all that kind of stuff, and he started reading. You know what? It took his mind off his current uncertainty. Oh, man. Yep, that's right, sexyanorexic.com. Be sure to check it out. And if you sign up, God fucking help you. God help you. If they have more than, like, 10 members, let's say they have 10 staff members, that means there's, like, 10 dedicated people, people that are dedicated to jacking off to fucking anorexic girls. If they have more members than they have staff members, then there's just, this whole world is going to shit. Because, you know, no one jacks off to anorexic girls.
The homos do.
Okay, the homos do. But no one would touch it.
And the homos, they touch it.
Really, Sean?
The homos.
Yeah, fake Sean is definitely not as good as real Sean. Real Sean is, oh no, don't fall for that. Don't fall. If you're in the chat room, do not. AIDS patient Rob fell for it. See, Canadian Metal put in, like, AIDS party. A link, and it led to lemonparty.org. And if you're not familiar with that, and believe me, I've been tricked on many fucking times by myself, it's a bunch of old guys sucking each other off. Do not click on that link. You know what? This is going to be a delay, and by this time, you will have already clicked on it, so fuck you. If you've seen lemonparty.org, just enjoy it. Maybe that's your grandfather. Yeah.
For a minute, the homos brushed your back.
Yes!
That's right, the homos. There's a lot to get to, though. I mean, okay, sexy anorexic aside, you know, unless you're into it and you want to fucking comment, by all means, call in, fucking IM, email, telegraph, carry, send a carrier pigeon, I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is you want to do. If you're fucking blind and you have to work some kind of supercomputer just so you can type a little letter and send it out to me, by all means, do it. But, yeah, I'm going to let that one sit for a bit, and you can just go ahead and look at it. And we're going to go to the world's ugliest dog. Oh, it's the world's ugliest dog. That's right, everybody. The world's ugliest dog. They actually have contests to find the world's ugliest fucking dog. And guess which state would do this? Guess which state? Guess which fucking state has a contest for the world's ugliest dog? California. Yeah, California. Congratulations on being more weird today. Thank you. Apparently this dog that won is a 14-year-old pedigreed Chinese crested whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't really care. Here's the fucking link. I'm sending it out. It's an article link. I'm not reading it. So if you're not in the chat room, fuck you. Maybe I'll put it up on the website or something. So after the show, you can check it out on DJNewStyle.com. But this dog is fucking hideous. It looks like the Crypt Keeper. This dog actually looks like the Crypt Keeper. The tiny dog has no hair if you don't count the yellowish-white tuft erupting from his head. His wrinkled brown skin is covered with splotches. A line of warts marches down his snout. Oh, is this... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading AIDS patient Rob's MySpace. Let me get to the article. He's so ugly, even the judges recoiled when he was placed on the judging table, said his proud owner, Susie Lockheed of Santa Barbara. Now, dog shows, like, they're pretty fanatic about their dog. Like, I guess if you've seen, like, Best in Show, or you see, like, some, you flip by some fucking dog show, you obviously can tell that they take care of this fucking dog. They have to be brushing these dogs, bathing them. Now, what is the world's ugliest dog owner, like, the owner of the world's ugliest dog, what do they do to keep this dog ugly? I mean, they have to be fucking starving. I mean, isn't this fucking cruel? I don't really give a shit about PETA or anything like that, but the only way a dog can get this ugly is partially from genetics, but mostly from fucking neglect or out-and-out abuse. You really just mistreat an animal for a few weeks and you've got a winner. He's got no hair, this fucking dog, and the dog's 15 years old. He's got a cult following after winning the contest and the fans' hearts for 3 years running. Last year, huge crowds gathered around Sam and Lockheed at a local parade, and Lockheed, the owner, said that she received letters and calls about her pup for weeks. So there's... So, okay, maybe there are people that like skinny or sexyanorexic.com because there are people that actually like this fucking poor excuse for a dog. They see this fucking ratty-ass shit-fucking dog, this poor excuse for a fucking animal. It seriously looks like it has AIDS. Thank you, Canadian Metal. Dude, does this dog have AIDS? They beat it for 14 years, kicked its teeth in, and burned its eyes with cigarettes. Canadian Metal woke up. He woke up. And we like him. This is his first time listening. Oh, hey. Hey. Whoa. Hey. Hey. Oh. No, sorry. Not today. Not today. Keep it real tonight. Gonna keep it real. Sorry, that's a little teaser. A little teaser. Alright, but yeah, this dog is fucking hideous. I mean, there's no fucking... There's no excuse for this. Oh, man. Sam will appear in this weekend's 4th of July parade. This is obviously an old fucking article, but you know what? I had to give this to you. I found this, and that was that. I went on vacation, and I had to give this... Had to give this to you, all of you. He appeared in the 4th of July parade in Santa Barbara, but recent events may be the cap on a long, ugly career. Lockheed says that Sam's now suffering from congestive heart failure, lung and kidney problems, and has slowed down in his twilight years. Great. Great. So all this fucking neglect and shit, and you basically killed your fucking dog. It's just awful. Oh man, did you see? Is that the dog's wiener up near its mouth? No, it's gotta be its ratty ass fucking tail. Canadian Metal is just fucking tearing it up. He's on fire today. But no, he's trying to look for the ratty dog's fucking penis. I don't know why you're doing that, but I do know that we have Lil Bobby Sobers in the room. If Lil Bobby Sobers wants to call in and comment on the world's ugliest fucking dog, I'm looking at this and I'm about to fucking puke. This dog makes me want to fucking puke. It looks like a goddamn zombie dog. The zombie dogs, man. Yeah, man. Ugh. Stinks. This fucking dog. Who would want to own this fucking thing? Yeah, I got the world's ugliest fucking dog. Great. Why don't they have a world's fattest, most unfuckable wife contest? Okay? Why do you want the world's most ugly dog? I've got the world's most fat and unfuckable wife. Nobody would fuck her, not even AIDS patient Rob. No one. No one would dare to slip their tube stick in her awful cavernous snatch. No. It's fucking abysmal. This is fucking terrible. It is right. Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. We've got some new listeners inquiring about this program. People are doing their part. People are promoting, and I'm very, very happy to hear it.
Spalding.
Oh man, I can't get the Caddyshack references out of my fucking head. I watched Caddyshack probably like 3 times in a row. It's just crazy. It's such a good movie. If you don't like it, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to type links in here. .net/. PH. This is fucking entertaining radio. You click on that link and you'll listen. That's how it works. RadioBBQ.net. Yeah. Yeah, man. Steve, the LARPer, people were asking about him. He's been an all-star, an interview for the show. Good go-to guy, but lately he's been fucking lazy. I was commenting with Lil Bobby Sobers about how we admire Steve's lifestyle, because he's just carefree. All he'll do is just smoke pot and just really think about fucking theories that are completely, you know, out of this fucking world and essentially useless. And he's just really carefree, and he doesn't do a goddamn thing, and he just rolls with it. And now I guess he's playing video games or something, or looking for pot, or whatever. And so he's not able to call in, and he hasn't been able to call in for a few weeks now. We've been trying to get little Jimmy Rhodes on the phone, but little Jimmy Rhodes has got a conference call. He's got to take care of some shit. He's got to get it going for him. He's got to do his. Yeah. Oh, let's get rid of this fucking, the next link that I'm going to give to you. This guy fucking, really is not the employee that you want. This guy's got way too much time that he's spending on fucking little construction projects. Basically, he makes weapons out of office materials. So either he's fucking unemployed and vengeful, or he's just the most unproductive employee imaginable. This link I'm about to give you, and again, chat room and website fucking exclusive. Fuck you guys that aren't in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, go to radiobbq.net and click on chat. Because you know what? There's a lot of links and a lot of involvement, and it's just fun, okay? It's just fun. We take off our pants, we touch each other, and we smile and talk about it later. You know, it's fun. And we give these links out. This is the Office Bow of Death, okay? Materials and tools and all that kind of shit. Just to give you an idea as to how in-depth this is, you need 4 wooden rulers, a box of Papermate pens, bag of 84 size rubber bands, the big fucking rubber bands, strapping tape, the tape with like the fucking thread in it, a small length of Cat5 cable, and if you want the optional arrowhead, you need paperclip, razors, and a penny. You need Leatherman juice, fucking a pair of scissors, a candle for heating plastic. You're actually heating plastic to make it pliable when you're fucking building this thing. And he's doing this at his fucking desk. He's taking out a lighter. Yeah, Canadian metal, checking in with the obvious one. He's Office MacGyver. Oh, hey! Ding, ding, ding. So basically, he's like putting these two like long rulers together with fucking tape, like the really hardcore tape. He's taking pens, turning them into arrows, and he's making this fucking one shot of it. It looks like you could kill a fucking buck, a goddamn deer with this. He takes these X-Acto blades and turns it into a fucking field head for like hunters would use. Like Ted Nugent's probably using this right now. He's putting fletching on arrows. And this is all done at his desk in his cubicle. This guy is fucking nuts. But you know what? He's smart. Because if you see somebody doing this at their desk, are you really going to fire a guy that spends like 8 hours a day constructing a fucking arrow made out of pens and razors? And demonstrating how you can shoot it through fucking like wood and cardboard and all the different shit you can shoot it through? I bet you I can make my bow shoot through a cubicle wall. What do you think of that, Ted? This weapon can actually penetrate flesh, muscle, eyeballs, Peter's cubicle. Damn you, Peter! Awful. Oh, man. Mr. Metal, yeah. Yeah, I like Canadian Metal every now and then. He does these Photoshops. He has this one. I guess I can link it later. You know what, Canadian Metal, send that one, that link, to djnewstyle@gmail.com. djnewstyle@gmail.com. Send it over. He's got, like, Hulk Hogan doing a leg drop on a dead deer, and that's, like, Macho Man in the background. It's fucking Sergeant Slaughter. It's kind of funny, you know? It's fucking crazy. I like it. It's pretty good. It's fun. He's got a dead moose. It's like a roadkill moose. And there's a police cruiser. And then there's Hacksaw Jim Duggan with a bloody 2x4. He's pointing, giving the ominous index finger point, indicating he's number one. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Dude, this guy must do... Seriously, I'm asking you right now, Canadian Metal, do you do drugs? Seriously? Are you on any kind of, like, narcotic right now? When you do these Photoshops involving Roadkill and superstars of the WWF, are you on some kind of hallucinogen? Maybe a barbiturate of sorts? What's going on? He had the comeback, though, right to Rob. Rob called him a loser, and he goes, "You have AIDS." Enough said. Enough said, man. Yeah. Maybe we can get a little Bobby Sobers on. I don't know. I'm going to see if he wants to even partake. I'm gonna IM him on the AOLIM and type SKYPE ? As to indicate that I'm asking him if he'd like to Skype. That's it, man. Yeah. And if you want to Skype, go ahead and get a microphone and some headphones and then get on Skype. Skype.com. That's right. I'm a fucking tool. Listen to me. Listen to me. Canadian Metal is submitting that he is sober as hell. Sober is all hell, and it's just a hobby. Just a hobby. I like to combine the superstars of the WWF with various roadkill from Canada. And police cruisers. Alright, yeah, you know, some people have their thing, you know. Some guys like to make fucking weapons out of X-Acto blades and Bic pens. And some guys like to take pictures of dead moose and you know... In the case of juxtaposition, put the superstars of the former superstars of the WWF, some current, next to them, performing some sort of move, or maybe they've already performed it. Now it's the aftermath. They did the damage, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan with his bloody 2x4. Wrestling, man, is wrestling gonna like ever be popular again? I mean, is it popular? I admit I watched it. I mean, obviously I know who Hacksaw Jim Duggan is. I wouldn't watch it again. Oh, little Bobby Sobers is about to go to sleep. Little Bobby Sobers is about to go to sleep. Oh, man. Oh, we have Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy in the house. I'm going to ask him the same question I asked little Bobby Sobers. Skype ? And I'm going to get no. I guarantee you I will get no. Because he won't do it. He's not going to do it. He's got better shit to do. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll take that. No, you do not need to register for this gay shit, Sean. Skype. See, I tell him to get on Skype, and he does it, because he's a good egg. He's going to get on Skype, and we're going to have a good goddamn time. I tell you what. Yeah! We're going to get him on here. He says, I can make fun of Bob publicly. That's about all I got. Guess what? You know what? Maybe it's time for Lil Bobby Sobers' time in the barrel, as they say on Opie and Anthony. When you're in the barrel... That means you're getting shit fired down on you, you're getting made fun of, you're getting called out, you're getting picked on. It might be time for his session in the old barrel. That's right. Skyperino. Oh man, let me play something really fast. Can I play something real quick? Gosh. I'm going to do a little sweeper for VizHost.com. Mark Fraga is the owner of VizHost.com, who no longer hosts the show, but here we go. Oh, God damn it, why can't my web host do what I need?
Look no further. VizHost.com is a new kind of web host. We'll host your website and horrify you with horrible and brutal circus pornography. Register for your account today. VizHost.com.
Paid for by Dialsoft and rainbowcoloredinches.moodyfuck.com.
What can VizHost do for you?
Yep, it all started out in the crazy 80s, I tell you.
killing prostitutes, doing coke. God, I did so much coke. I was also pretty big into Rat and Whitesnake back then, too, but most of all, I was into information technology. Yep, I got my first computer, started my first business, and pretty much here I am, helping people host websites. Now, with VizHost.com, I do more for you. That's right, I make it my goal to get the most awful, cruel, and punishing pornography from Asia. Let's see your web host do that. It's Asia, motherfucker.
I'm Mark from Dialsoft, and I approve this message.
VizHost.com.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. That was an awesome break, wasn't it? I drafted the independent... I suck. Ah! Ah! I totally suck. I was going to say all kinds of funny things that I did in 1 minute's time. But I couldn't get it over my fat tongue. My fat, delicious tongue. Yeah! Yeah, man! Is Shawnee Murphy on the Skype? He should be on the goddamn Skype, boy. I tell you what. Well, he's not yet, so we'll continue on with the news here, because he's going to lead us into, I guess, the next part of it, which would be Jimmy's Party. Jimmy's Party! I don't know if any of you have heard about this, but Brad Pitt was hospitalized in Los Angeles for a disease that he contracted. Jesus Christ, yes, he built a disease, and now he sold it, and people are buying units. I suck. I really suck. Why are you listening? Brad Pitt hospitalized in L.A. for a disease he got in Africa. He got a disease in Africa. He contracted a disease in fucking Africa. Here's the link here. With his, oh, there he is with his fucking blonde hair. Brad Pitt. Yeah, man. Let me get rid of the Hacksaw Jim Duggan fucking picture. Because it's just creepy. Yeah, we're guessing that Brad Pitt has AIDS. Because they're saying... his spokeswoman says, I think he's got the flu. But it might not be AIDS because they would have said pneumonia. Oh, he's got pneumonia. Pneumonia, that's always the cover-up for AIDS. That's what we learned a few shows back. Apparently, he's been hospitalized with a flu-like illness. Brad Pitt, 41, checked himself into an undisclosed L.A. area hospital Monday night, complaining of flu-like symptoms from his flu-like illness. Thank you for repeating that, you dumb AP son-of-a-bitch cocksucker. Oh, man, his publicist, Cindy Guagnardi, told me all this. He also said that there were no other details and the name of the hospital wasn't disclosed for security reasons. Pitt was in Ethiopia last week with his Mr. and Mrs. Smith co-star, Angelina Jolie, to pick up the actress's newly adopted baby girl, probably of questionable race. Again, she likes these fucking Ethiopian and Cambodian and fucking, like, if she could find a goddamn a baby that was orange and had no parents, she would jump in. Yeah. This is the second child she adopted. She has some, I don't know, like Laotian or Cambodian kid named Max. Oh, the mad beat chemist checking in with Ebola. Yes, he's got Ebola. Yeah, great. This is really the worst article ever. There's two sentences, and then it's really a rundown of shit he's done and a couple chicks he's nailed. That's good. You know what? I guess you can't really name Brad Pitt without naming some chicks he's nailed. Okay, here we go. We're going to get MCK on the line momentarily. As soon as Skype can do it. Yeah! Whoa! Oh, scared me. I'm scared. Shawnee Murphy, you're on the DJ New Style Show. What's going on?
What's going on there, Slick?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing beautiful, is what I'm doing.
Volume level good on this time? I'm not blowing up your ears or anything?
A little loud, but you know what? I think you're doing fine. You're doing beautiful. That's right.
I'm a loud guy. What can I say?
Yeah, you have the Satan voice. We've done that. That's good.
Yeah, that's our thing, the Satan voice. This is my natural voice. I'm not going through any sort of computer digitization or anything like that.
No, you're not going through any digitization.
Digitization.
But, yeah, this is actually the second appearance you've made on the show in, like, a long time. Like, I mean, you were on when Jimmy was up here, and you were on for a little bit. But apart from that, we've had to rely on artificial Sean. Like, we'd always, you know, ask a question. You'd be there to chime in with...
The homos do it.
Or, like...
The homos notice the pain.
You know, you just to let people know what homos are noticing, touching, and doing. Just...
That's my thing. I'm aware of what's going on in the homo community.
You really know. So, I mean, you're the local expert on that topic.
Apparently so. At least in a drunken stupor, I am.
Yeah, and you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way. Apparently, there's a little bit of a news going on with some drunken stupors that went on at Jimmy's party, which I did not attend.
Yeah, well, actually, it's mostly about Bobby Sobers here.
Really?
Yeah, Bobby Sobers did the rarity event, you know, the rare event of getting completely fucking shit-faced.
Nice. See, when I was with him and Jimmy in AC, Sobers was drunk, but I was much overshadowed by my whole thing of getting wasted and all that stuff. But he was drunk there, too, but it was like the first time he got drunk in, like, months. And I had to go and, you know, overstep my drinking bounds and become the star, a.k.a. complete douchebag of the event. But now you're saying that at Jimmy's party, he just got fucking tanked?
He was out of his fucking mind drunk. and fortunately enough for me, I was sober enough to really, really enjoy it and fuck with him a little bit.
You got to. I wish that's my only regret, that I wish that I had the sobriety to go in ahead and fuck with him. What was he doing? Like, what was he drinking, first of all?
He was drinking pretty much everything in sight. he wasn't fucking around this night. He was doing shots, straight up SoCo, straight up everything. He was just drinking like you wouldn't believe.
Jesus. Drinking like he had something to forget.
Yeah, like you wanted to forget the night before.
Oh, man. So I thought that Steve was going to be the guy that was fucking weird.
Well, yeah. Steve, of course, as Steve does. You know, Steve drank. He passed out in, I think, 6 different locations within Jimmy's lawn.
Like face down on the grass? You had to go
look. No, well, we had this glow-in-the-dark football that we were playing with, and you'd be running, and all of a sudden you'd trip over a fucking carcass sitting in the lawn.
A formerly LARPing, currently passed out carcass.
You would just go fly. All of a sudden, you just hit something, and you just fucking fly through the air.
Nice.
And then he'd get up. He'd puke all over the lawn. Eventually, he made his way and passed out in one of Jimmy's lawn chairs on his deck. He was just out cold there for a good, I don't know, 4 hours, just out.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, you know what? That's Steve. That's just... Steve just doesn't care. That's what he does, right?
While the party rages on around him, just out cold.
Even if he was awake, though, would it be any different?
I don't know. I guess, you know, it's kind of the same thing no matter what for him.
Yeah, it really is. So Steve's just fucking everywhere. But Sobers, very unexpected. He rarely, rarely gets drunk. He's always the DD, the most responsible guy. He'll have a beer, or maybe he'll have a vodka tonic, and then it's right to one beer and then, like, water, and he's done, right?
So, yeah, no, he was all about drinking this night. He came there with something to prove.
or you know, put behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, what kind of... Like, okay, so he starts taking these shots, like, straight, right? He was taking, like, SoCo. Was he doing any, like, tequila and shit, or...?
No, not really tequila. I'm not really aware of exactly what he was drinking. I just know there was a lot of it going on.
So what was he doing exactly? He's
well,
fucking
wasted. You know, Bob, he just kind of goes from zero to drunk, just instantaneously. So you don't really realize how bad he's getting until he's, like, he's making bets with you about what kind of physical, you know, challenges he can he can achieve. So he's sitting there, and he's like, I bet, and you know, just now picture a deck that's got, you know, probably a good 4 foot high rail. He's like, I bet I can jump up onto that rail and leap over the grill. Now, the grill's a good 6 feet away from the deck. I mean, we're talking like Carl Lewis-esque long jump here. He's got a, you know, and combine that with leaping up onto the railing and having to clear a grill. So he's like, I'm going to do that. And you know, Jimmy, Captain, let me throw my money on the table and, you know, throw it out there.
Anytime, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you $20, you do it.
Yep.
Or $50, whatever the amount of money was. It was irrelevant to Bob at that point.
Jimmy
it could have been 50
cents. Jimmy will always bet. Jimmy will totally, totally just bet on anything. Like, you could say, I guarantee you, fuck, I'll bet you $50 a unicorn comes right through your house. And he'll just totally be like, yeah, I'll bet on that. Or be like, I bet you can't, like, just shit through your hand. And he'll be like, I don't know, maybe we'll just go.
This wasn't even a bet. This was just like, if you do this, I'm going to give you $50.
Like a reward.
There was no way Bob was ever going to do this. It was that impossible. Like, you know, being sober enough to actually, like, you know, survey the situation and see that there's nothing. You know, you would really have to be, like, you know, a track and field athlete to accomplish this feat.
Yeah, I've seen the grill. I've seen Jimmy burn things in the yard when he was drunk right near the grill, and it is a good 6 feet away from the deck, which is about 4 feet. Like, the railing is about four feet high. Plus, the deck is also, like, 3 feet off the ground. I mean, it's a first-floor deck, but it's, like, from the floor of the deck to the ground, it's, like, 3 feet. So you're talking, if he's on top of there, it's a 7-foot drop, and he's got to go 6 feet out. And if you take it and you get the velocity, and then you can just, like, shove it up, you know, your ass.
Yeah, so he starts doing it, and, you know, he's freaking wrecked. He runs full speed up the deck. He charges from inside the house, charges up, runs up full speed, stops dead cold before he gets to the railing, and, like, puts his foot up on the railing and climbs his way up all slow, and then, like, just like a standing broad jump and just jumps to the side of the grill.
So he fucking just storms it down to the railing. You think he's going to leap up, but no, he has to climb.
Yeah, and it's full speed. Like, you know, the fastest a drunk man can move at that point. Just charging right at it. Like, he's going to go right through the fucking thing.
That's awesome.
Stops. Boom. Just, you know, puts his foot up there. Slowly, lackadaisically, you know, climbs up. And then, you know, just kind of, like, you know, just does a standing broad jump out into the, you know, middle of the grass.
That is awesome.
You know, he wasn't even coming close. He was dodging the grill completely because, you know, he admitted later that he's like, you know, I was afraid. Well, you know, of course, you know, it's a fucking stupid stunt.
The whole reason we're entertained by it is that a normal person should be afraid, and you're currently not, and we know what's going to happen. That's why we're fucking entertained by it. So he's trying to do all these fucking acrobatic things, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing is, like, 2 days later, he's, like, yelling at me. He's like, what the fuck were you letting me do that for? I'm like, man, you wanted to do it. I wasn't going to stop you.
Nice.
You wouldn't have gotten hurt too bad. I mean, you got a face planted? Ah, big deal. Mess up that pretty little face of his.
Yeah. Maybe you get a little scar or a bruise on your little V that you got going on. What? Huh? Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Sorry, Bob. Oh, man. So that kind of... So he gets all fucking crazy and does these Olympic stunts. And he just goes fucking nuts. So he told me that he got drunk. This is what he told me. I got drunk, and I decided to do crazy things. This is exactly what he told me. I jumped over a railing, and I'm like, wow, okay, Bob, for you that is pretty crazy. But now you're telling me, now you're telling me he tried to fucking gain as much momentum as possible by running from, like, the front door of the house out the sliders, which is like 25, 30 feet, onto the deck, which is about maybe another 10, and then, like. Planning on jumping over it, but no, he had to climb. So he's a fucking maniac, this guy, and he must be stopped.
So then what happens? Out of the blue, these, like, friggin' 16-year-old kids. Hey, I'm sorry for the audience, because I know it's mostly comprised of 16-year-old kids. But anyway.
Don't make them bad people. Don't make them bad people. Makes them illegal,
kids,
but not bad people.
These kids just show up, and Jimmy's, like, wasted, of course. Jimmy's like, hey! You guys want some beer?
Oh, good. FCC official listening right now. So Jimmy offered beer to the minors.
Jimmy offered beer to the minors, yeah. And of course, being minors, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would have done at that age. I would have been all about that. So these kids are drinking, and, you know, they're 16, and they don't quite have Bobby Sober's tolerance level. So they're getting wasted pretty quickly, and the one kid decides he's going to start trying to do what Bobby Sobers is doing.
Jesus.
And try to leap the deck.
What is it about fucking little Jimmy Rhodes' house that you're compelled to fucking try and jump over it?
I don't know, but this kid started doing it. I have to admit, he did a little bit better of a job than Bob, but he wasn't actually leaping the grill, which to me is the important part of the feat. It's not, I mean, he was jumping to the side of the grill and saying he cleared the distance of the grill, but I mean, on Fear Factor, you can't just go through and do half the stunt and say, okay, I did it.
or they give out, like, a giant vat of marshmallows and a giant vat of fucking, you know, like, fucking flies, and you eat all the marshmallows, you're like, well, I ate as much as I would have with the flies. No,
exactly. That's pretty much
fly.
But Jimmy in his drunken stupor still gave the kid $20, which I was, you know, like, what the fuck are you doing giving that kid $20? He didn't do shit.
Jimmy paid a minor after giving him beer, after making him do some kind of acrobatic task in his backyard.
It's pretty up there in the gay scale, isn't it?
It really is.
Hey, here's little boy, why don't you do some acrobatics on my deck, and then I'll give you some money.
Why don't you take your shirt off and pound your chest like you're Tarzan? You ever see that fucking Different Strokes episode? Jesus Christ, the guy from WKRP in Cincinnati, all of a sudden he's a fucking kid toucher.
At the bike shop.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you take off your shirt and pretend you're Tarzan? I remember he said Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Pretend you're Tarzan. Beat your chest. Oh, that's right. I used to be a respectable actor.
Now I'm playing a pervert on Different Strokes.
That's right. Now I'm encouraging Arnold Jackson and friends to get naked and pound their chest like Tarzan.
So yeah, so that now that's Jimmy. Jimmy's now the kid toucher of the group.
Yeah, Jimmy is the kid toucher. Kid toucher.
Paying little boys to do dances on his deck.
That's awful. And you know what I would have loved if, like, because does he own his place?
Jimmy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because if he didn't own it, if he was paying, like, rent or something like that, I think it would have been great if these kids tried to do it and they planted their foot on the railing and the railing fucking collapsed.
Well, that would have been great. That would have been great anyway.
It would have been great, one.
Come on. Those little kids were outnumbered 10 to 1. We could have hid the bodies in the big dirt mound behind the house. Not a problem there.
There is a very strange and unexplained dirt mound back at Jimmy's house.
You know, it wouldn't be that hard. You could just scoop up some dirt and stuff a little kid in there. No one would know the wiser.
No one would know the wiser. Yeah, so the crazy shit going on. So Jimmy actually said last time he was on the show about a week ago or 2 weeks ago that he was already buying miners beer. Like, this isn't the first time. Like, he was describing an old time, and now he goes and does it again. Like, I guess you were at some kind of festival or something. What the fuck was it?
Oh yeah, yeah, we were at this Oktoberfest. Yeah. That was kind of entertaining.
Jimmy just buys miners beer at any given fucking occasion.
Jimmy just loves to get little kids drunk, apparently.
And you know what? That's, it's kind of cool now that you're, like, in your 20s, but Jimmy's, I think he's going to keep doing it until, like, he's fucking 43 and he's, like, creepy. he's the kind of
hey,
guy
kid,
that...
Hey, you want some beer?
He's going to eventually, like, creep himself into, like, a really dark place, I think, where he's going to be, like, the kind of on par with the creepiness of the guy that poses to be, like, a 16-year-old girl and asks to meet you in back of a shop, right? Yeah, I'm 16. I have triple D tits, and I'm 100 pounds. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Meet me in back of ShopRite so I can meet you there. Yeah.
Awful.
Awful. Yeah, he's just going to be a big creep. I can see it.
To continue on that, you know, about the Oktoberfest buying a beer, that was actually pretty entertaining, too. So if you want, we can get off the subject for a little bit and talk about that.
Oh, sure.
But so we're standing, we're near the beer line because, quite frankly, that's where women have to go to get beer.
Yeah.
So we're standing there on the end of the line waiting for women to pass so that we can, you know, avoid them and not speak to them. But eventually this kid gets up online, and you can just tell this kid's fucking wrecked. He's just out of his mind drunk. And Jimmy looks at him, and Jimmy's like, I think I'm going to punch this kid. Jimmy just wanted to hit him. So the kid starts walking towards us, and Jimmy's like, hey, man, how you doing? And the kid comes up, he's
now,
like,
bitch.
Jimmy, the kid comes up to us, and he's in that drunken state where you feel like you have to rub yourself, like he's rubbing his head.
Oh, yeah, 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 you have to rub something. It's like,
yeah,
like something, it's just like, you know, you got to get the blood going or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's sitting there, he's like rubbing his head, and he's like, man, this asshole over here took my beer. And he points at this big fat guy, this big fat guy who happens to be wearing a Penn State jersey. Now, that doesn't seem relevant right now, but it will immediately become relevant.
Sure.
So he's like, you think you guys can buy us some beer? I'm like, well, we're not going to buy you beer. And he's like, I have tickets, because the Oktoberfest, like, they didn't use real currency for their beer. They used little coupons.
Like those little carnival tickets, take one.
Yeah. And
the kind of shit,
like,
that comes out of a skee ball machine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not really like that. It was kind of like they had, like, denominations on them. Like, this
okay.
is one, this is $1, this is $2, that kind of shit. So the kid gives us the tickets, and Jimmy walks up online. And the kid's just sitting there, you know, near Bob and I, who are, you know, looking awkwardly at this minor. And Jimmy's online, and this dude in the Penn State jersey starts yelling over at us. He's like, you getting them to buy you fucking beer?
Oh.
And so I'm like, whatever, dude. You're a fucking fat loser sitting here trying to pretend you're security at an Oktoberfest. So I just ignore that. Jimmy comes back, but I'm like, now this guy's staring at us just hard, just staring right at us. So I'm like, there's no way we can give this kid the beer right in front of this guy. The guy's just going to come over and take the beer.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the guy's just going to come by and just take the kid's beer again.
Okay.
So we tell the kid, I'm like, look, walk away for a while. We'll leave your beer here. And when the guy's gone, come back and get it. So Jimmy, Bob wasn't drinking anymore. So he brought three beers over, one for him, one for me, and one for pretend Bob. And this guy just keeps staring and staring and staring and staring, literally for about half an hour, staring at us, just looking at us. And we're like, dude, this kid's never going to get his fucking beer. So we're trying to figure out what we can do. So my first idea is there's another table, like kind of in the dark behind us. So I'm like, okay, let's put the beer there. We'll walk away and we'll tell the kid to go get his beer. So we put the beer there and I don't know, sober's like pussies out. And he's like, oh, take the beer back. Okay, whatever. So we take the beer back. But this guy won't stop staring at us, and he's like, you know, he's doing fucked up shit. Like, he's walking around the back of this little hut that they're serving beer out of and looking through the doorway at us.
Jesus.
All sorts of shit. Like, it was really, like, you know, to the point where it was annoying. But so finally, the guy looks away for a minute. So I take the beer, and I walk over by where the porta-potties are.
Uh-huh.
And the porta-potties are on this pitch-black area, just complete darkness.
Well,
so I walk, yeah.
Way to provide a perfect place to get raped at a fucking place where they're serving beer to minors. Good.
So I walk behind the porta-potty. I put the cup of beer on the ground behind the porta-potty, just sitting there. So
that's good. I'm sure. So, now, Sean, wait. Let me stop you here. Let's say, you know, maybe someone orders you a beer and says, oh, your beer's behind the porta-potty.
We know how you are
with cleanliness. How would that go down?
I would not be drinking the porta-potty beer. I don't really know many people that would. But then again, I'm not, like, 16 and desperate for any form of alcohol I can get.
That's
so
true.
But, you know, maybe when I was – actually, you know what? When I was 16, I probably would have been desperate enough to get a beer that I would have drank porta-potty beer.
Oh. Now, what if they put it on a little ledge in the porta-potty?
No, I wouldn't have trust that.
You got to figure that blue that's liquid smell.
that would have had to have been pissed in by that point.
You have
a doubt.
To be like Sarah T. to drink that, like the fucking alcoholic teenage girl.
So anyway, we start walking away, and we're like, okay, let's find this kid and tell him where he can get his piss beer. So we're walking, and we don't really see him. All of a sudden, we feel like this kid's running by us. He's like, hey, man, you guys get me that beer? And we're like, I'm like, yeah, man, it's behind the porta potty. Go get it. And he's like, thanks, man. You guys are the best. The whole thing is, we just gave you piss beer. We just gave you porta potty beer, and you're telling us.
Oh shit! Hello. Ah, Shawnee Murphy. I'll have to finish it, I guess, with the artificial Sean. Nobody would drink a porta potty beer. Let's see if we can get him back on the line. We lost Carrier. That's right. We're currently experiencing technical difficulties. Yeah. Bow. Okay, that sucks. Shawnee Murphy. I'm sorry, Shawnee Murphy. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I believe... Oh, no. Well, it looks like the fucking cable went out. And that's good. That sucks. So I'm going to finish the... I guess I'll finish the fucking replay. I'll finish this for the replay. Motherfucker. God damn it. We love Optimum Online. Optimum Online can suck my fucking cock. Okay, I'm gonna put on some music. Maybe it'll come back on. We'll see. We're offline right now. That's right. We are broadcasting. No, we're not broadcasting. We are fucking recording live the DJ New Style Show. Yeah! Thank you, Optimum Online. You cocksucking fuck you. Oh, we're back up. Back up. Back again. Oh my god. Yo.
You son of a bitch.
My fucking cable went out. I have to make sure that my feed is still rolling and all that shit, and it's gonna be fun. The cable was out, like, just now. fucking sucked.
All right. Well, you know what? What's unfortunate? You ever have like, you're on a cell phone, and the call drops, and you're talking for like a good 5-6 minutes after the call drops, and you look at the phone, you're like, shit. When did this leave off? You feel like a jackass because you've been talking to yourself for half an hour.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, I feel like the same way right now. I have no idea where the feed actually dropped off here.
You know, okay. You know what? We're back online on RadioBBQ.net. Skiddly-doo. You left off with your story, and I actually made up with made up some of it with the artificial Sean.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
Almost.
Yeah, so... okay. Radio BBQ, checking it out. It left off with when the kid was going to get the beer. And said, thanks!
Yeah,
and you said, I can't fathom why anybody would get piss beer or whatever, or be thankful.
Yeah, no, basically, he thought we were like the coolest people ever for giving him piss beer. You know, he's like, thanks, guys, you're the best! So, now we're interested, because the kid scampers away, and we just kind of walk the other direction. But now it's really intriguing us, you know, did this kid acquire his beer? Now, it's kind of a battle now between us. We've developed this extreme hatred for Penn State guy.
Okay, so this is the guy that's staring you down?
Yeah, no problem. Hold on a second. I'm getting yelled at.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, whenever he has to leave, we have to revert to Artificial Sean. And
The old roommate was giving me a little shit. Apparently, I do talk loudly.
The old roommate?
No, well, you know, the old...
The good old roommate.
Yeah.
So, wait. Your roommate, this is Fred, who also LARPs with Steve.
I don't think he LARPs anymore. I think he's actually anti-LARPing.
So Steve is the lone LARPer?
I don't know. I think Steve might not LARP any longer either. I don't know.
Wow. Steve doesn't LARP anymore. We have to get that from him. I'm not taking that from you, man. We got to get that live from Steve.
Okay, you can, you know, take his word at it, but... So the kid runs off, grabs his, we assume grabs his piss beer, but now we've developed this extreme hatred for Penn State guy, and it's not really, now it's about beating Penn State guy at his own game, because, you know, this guy's been staring at us for fucking hours. We're pissed. You know, we want to make sure this kid gets his beer. No matter what, that kid's getting his beer that night. I don't care if I have to take that kid to a goddamn liquor store myself, he's getting a fucking beer. So, but the kid's disappeared at this point, so we don't really know where he is, so we don't really know what the follow-up is. So we're just kind of sitting around, because there's not really much going on at this Oktoberfest, but we're sitting there, you know, like half an hour later. All of a sudden, the kid comes running by, and we're like, hey, man, did you get your beer? He's like, yeah, man, thanks a lot. And he's sitting there, and he's talking to us and telling us how fucking great we are for getting him this fucking beer.
Jesus.
And Penn State guy's still staring at us now. Now, Penn State guy has to know he's beaten. He's got to know that, you know, that we've won. We've taken him out, and he lost. He lost his war against his kid.
Now, why he just had it out for this kid, right? So he just didn't want this minor to drink. Oh my fucking god! I'm gonna kill someone. Oh, this is such bullshit. Optimum Online is a bunch of shit. I fucking hate them. I hope they all go to hell. I guess I'll edit this out. So you might not even fucking hear me just say, motherfuck. Oh shit, we're back. Nice. Optimal Online. Be sure to pay the big bucks to get online quick and not so frequent. Jesus fucking Christ, this sucks. This fucking blows. It blows. I'm calling Shawnee Murphy again. This is such bullshit. Oh my god, I am fucking pissed.
Hey man, nice fucking cable modem you got there, you son of a bitch.
Fuck me, man, this fucking cable vision shit sucks a fucking donkey shit cock.
Now, this is why nobody likes you.
I know, everybody does hate me because I occasionally lose my internet connection.
That's the main reason.
That's it. Not because I'm mean or not because I insult them. They hate me because my internet connection is not so reliable.
Hey man, if you're
gonna
hate someone,
I wish he could be on at any given time.
So yet again, going back to the cell phone analogy, where the fuck did I just leave off?
Fucking you have to believe that fucking Penn State guy is beaten.
Oh, yeah. We've beaten Penn State guy, and he knows it. He knows he's beaten. He's looking at us, and he knows he just lost. So, but Jimmy's got to start rubbing it in, rubbing the salt in the wounds. So Jimmy just starts screaming, Penn State sucks! Penn State sucks! just screaming. Like, I mean, not like that. I can't scream, unfortunately, because, you know, I've already been gotten a stern talking to. But just imagine if I were screaming at the top of my lungs at a big fat guy that's like 5 feet away. Yeah, a little bit like that, but just screaming, Penn State sucks!
Penn State sucks!
Well, no, it wasn't me. This was Jimmy.
Oh,
so, not my voice.
Penn State sucks!
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Doing the wrong impression there. So this guy's just standing there, and he's got to be pissed, but what the fuck can he do? I mean, you know, it's a fucking Oktoberfest. He's a big fat guy. There's three of us there. So this guy not only knows he's beaten, now he's being humiliated by Jimmy, just screaming at him. So that was the initial giving alcohol to minors night, which was, you know, rather entertaining.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because Jimmy's into just getting minors drunk for some reason.
Getting minors drunk. Well, actually, you know what? This night I was kind of into it too. As I said, I was determined to not lose the Penn State guy.
Well, yeah, but the competition overwhelmed you. It seduced you. Well,
yeah, it really didn't have anything to do with getting minors beer, whereas Jimmy was all about getting minors beer. I was just more about beating Penn State guy.
I think Jimmy probably was. You know, he wanted to get the miner drunk, but now he was just determined after, just like you were, to just beat Penn State guy and shatter his dream of not having miners drink at this oh-so-classy fucking Oktoberfest.
In the middle of Dover.
In the middle of Dover, New Jersey. Now, Dover, New Jersey, people don't know this. They probably think it's like the White Cliffs of Dover, fucking very elegant and nice. However, no, it's... And not that these people are bad, but it's filled with Puerto Ricans, and there's nothing wrong with Puerto Ricans except when they are criminals.
Yeah, nobody likes those.
Except when they're criminals, and there are white people, there are black people, there are Asian people, but it's predominantly a Latino community, and there is a ton of crime there, and it's just fucking awful. And they had this in like one of the last parks in Dover, and they decided to put the Port-a-Johns in the dark. In this fucking crime-ridden filth hole in the last park, probably in the back corner of the park.
Actually, it was. It was
just
a
fence
far
hop
back
away.
Corner.
If there's even a fence around the park.
Yeah, there was a fence around the park, but it was merely a fence hop. You know, no barbed wire or anything. It was just there. Yeah, yeah. If I was a female, actually, you know what? They actually did do a nice thing for the women. The women had an indoors bathroom. They didn't have to use the porta potty.
Oh, nice. Indoor bathroom for the ladies.
I think they probably thought of the rape factor
beforehand.
They
did factor in the rape. The rape liability for the insurance cost, yeah. They don't want to be paying that fucking increase in the premium. Yeah, man. Do I work in an insurance company? Oh, you better fucking believe it. God damn, I am fucking... That is... There's nothing like the rock star life of an insurance company employee... Even if you're the software engineer, it is like you wake up strung out every day. You have like 20 whores around you, nothing but empty beer bottles. It's a rock star lifestyle.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Oh, it sure isn't. So now sobers got crazy at the party. Jimmy contributed to minors. What the fuck were you doing? You weren't drinking or anything. You're just hanging out and observing, right?
My life was, you know, generally awful that day, so I don't care to, you know, make fun of myself today.
No, we won't be making fun of the Shawnee Murphy, because Shawnee Murphy has been made fun of in the past, definitely to his face, and sometimes, you know, no. It's okay.
Yeah, no, my story's just not very interesting. No, it's actually
really
boring, so I was kind of just there. I was kind of there in observance.
Allison Wright checking in with, dude, what's up with your friends? LARPers, gays, felchers, contributing to minors? It's a whole mixed lot.
Never really thought of it all that way.
Yeah, I like how she mixed in gays. Like, I mean, I would agree with her. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is pretty much equivalent to felchers and people that contribute to minors. But generally, they're just people. that's what I've read. Gay people are just people.
Just people like you and me.
Just people like you and me that have extra large assholes.
That you can drive a golf truck through.
I can shit a Duraflame log if I need to. Given the opportunity, I would shit out a Duraflame log.
So Jimmy's party gets moving in full swing with a whole harem of underage people. Eventually, his cousin, who apparently is 18, shows up with her boyfriend of African descent.
Oh, see, there you go.
And
there you go. Come on.
They're all underage, and they bring another underage girl. So now, you know, me being the elder statesman at nearly 28. Sitting here at a party with like 16 and 17 year olds, it's a little bit weird, but you know, I just kind of sit back and you know, look at it. Just, you know, view it from afar.
The elder statesman. Come on, dude. The elder statesman. That's like, you're not like a fucking, a goddamn, I can't think of anything, like a senator. Or you're nothing like a statesman. You sit and your friends tell you that they want to potentially end their life by doing some drunken stunt, and you sit back and just drink and laugh.
Okay, so get the statesman part out of that.
Okay, you're just a little bit older than everybody.
I'm just the old guy at the high school party all of a sudden.
Oh, wait. Now we have a bit that I've been doing, and I want to go to the next one really quick. This is tips on how you can piss off your dad's your date's dad. Easy ways to piss off your date's dad. You still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Here we go.
As a public service, the DJ New Style Show proudly presents...
Easy ways to piss off your date's dad.
Now, Susie tells me you're very goal-oriented. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? Shit. I don't know. I guess that would put me a few years out of college. Yeah, I'd probably still be circling the high school parking lot, trying to inject myself in their social circles so that I may date more girls like your daughter.
Probably not the way to go.
No, generally, it's not going to be the best thing to do.
No, that's really not the way to go.
That was me, except 10 years down the line, so this wasn't a...
very
good. This was even worse. But yeah, you know, I can still sit back and observe and appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, and that's fine, dude. You know what? As long as there are at least two people that are within 5 years of you, it's okay. Could be at a fucking Chuck E. Cheese party for all you want. As long as there's two people within five years of your age, it's all good. You can hang out with fucking 9-year-olds in a ball pit. Just have two adults with you. You met that requirement.
Yeah, actually, the truth is, I wasn't really even the oldest person there, because Fred was there too, and Fred's just fucking—he's old.
Fred is like the old man.
Yeah, well, Fred had to be double some of these people's ages.
Jesus Christ! When you go and hang out at a party when you're fucking double somebody's age, that's hot. That's awful.
Yeah, it's not hot when they're dudes.
No, it's fucking awful. Or is it, Sean?
I don't know, man. Jimmy was the one getting them drunk, but
yeah, Jimmy was getting them drunk and giving them money, and asking and encouraging them to do, you know, kind of like Olympic feats.
He's like, okay, first go try to jump over the grill. Okay, good, you did that. Now go climb that tree. Okay, now take off your pants and suck my cock.
Get on your knees, and then So, okay, what I need you to do, Philip, is get down on your knees after jumping over the grill and really just shake your arm up and down, make a fist and pump it, and then open up your fist just a little bit, and then I'll take my pants down, and my penis will be erect, and we'll have fun.
What you want to do...
Jimmy's getting beat up for no reason.
I'm going to make you a drink, but you're going to have to drink it out of this straw. You're going to suck all the drink right out through the straw. It'll take a while. It's a long straw.
At least you gave him some credit. You gave him a long straw.
Yeah, I gave him a long straw.
Yeah. Jimmy, congratulations. You got the long straw this time. You still are fucking kids, according to the story, which you're not, Jimmy. Apparently, Jimmy's got a new light in his life, I guess you could say.
I guess you could say that. You know, he's...
She's got to be someone's only light. Did she shine that night?
Yes, Jimmy, speak of Jimmy.
I want to preface the whole audience, and just, I want to preface the story and tell the whole audience that Jimmy's not one to kiss and tell.
Oh, really not. I'm sitting at work last week, and my phone beeps, and I get a text message. I go and look. And all it is a text message that said, and I got to do it in Jimmy's voice because it doesn't make sense otherwise. It said, got my first set of big boobies.
Yeah, I got a text message when I was in the airport. I got big, beautiful boobies. I'm like, Jim, thanks. Is your name Jame now or like Jamina?
Well, Jimmy was complaining the previous weekend about how he had never been with a woman that had, you know, a decent rack. He had always been with women that had small breasts. And then, you know, all of a sudden, out of the blue, literally a week later, got my first out of Big Bobez.
I like your flow.
Well, I heard that, I guess this happened. I guess he hooked up with the girl, and I heard that the next morning, Jimmy, being the fucking the smooth operator that he is, you know, not one to kiss and tell, woke up singing, I fucked last night, I fucked last night. Jesus Christ, we get it.
He was fucking dancing.
He's fucking, when Jimmy dances, there's something really good in his world at that time. He never dances.
Jimmy might be the only person alive that's actually whiter than I am.
Yeah, Jimmy was doing like the Freddy or something. He was like doing like a jumping jack with his bottom half. I've seen the dance, so I know. I mean, I wasn't there, but I know he was doing like a jumping jack with his other half, and he was doing like some kind of awkward hand movement, like where he's pumping up his arms. Like he's doing like the chicken wing thing. Like the Dirty Bird, almost. Dirty Bird up top and, like, yeah, jumping jacks at the bottom.
Yeah, that was pretty much Jimmy's morning.
I fucked last night. Really classy.
Yeah, real, real, real classy individual. Yeah, whatever.
It was, he's a good egg. We like Jimmy.
But,
I fucked last night. Hey, guys, remember that girl? She was really sweet. We had a lot of things in common. We were talking for hours.
Yeah, I don't think that was happening.
Guess what happened? What, Jimmy? I fucked her last night. That's right, I fucked her last night. Jimmy Rhodes got titties.
Big titties, more importantly.
Big titties.
So eventually Jimmy ended up retiring for the night, retiring up to his quarters.
His quarters? I'm going up to my quarters.
With his little girl toy that he had there.
There you go.
So what's left of this party now is pretty much me and Bobby Sobers and Jimmy's sister and another person. So we're sitting there now. Bobby Sobers is still wrecked. Out of his fucking mind.
Really?
So Bobby's got his book bag there. He just puts on his book bag and just walking around with his book bag on. You know? for no fucking explicable reason. Bobby just left the room.
He doesn't want the book bag part. He's not happy. He's not pleased with the book bag part of the story.
Bobby's gonna give me shit tomorrow. That sucks.
Oh well. Here we go.
Yeah, whatever. You know. So Bobby puts on his book bag, and he's just walking around with the book bag on, and Jimmy's sister's trying to get him to take the book bag off.
She's well, like, wait, is he walking around with just a book bag on?
No, he was at that moment fully clothed, although that wasn't
at that moment. At that moment,
wasn't always to remain that way.
Oh no! Oh no! Sobers, what are you doing? All right. Go ahead.
So Jimmy's sister is trying to convince him to take off the book bag, which instead of actually taking off the book bag, he just kind of falls on the floor, laying on his back on the book bag. So they're trying to get him to stand back up, and he's like having like a little kid's temper tantrum. He's like, no. So I was sitting back there kind of laughing at the whole thing. They can't get him off the floor, so I finally walk over there, and I'm like, Bob? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you trust me? He's like, yeah. He's like, you want me to help you get off the floor? He's like, yeah, man, help me get off the floor. So I picked him up off the floor there.
Do you trust me? Anytime you preface a conversation with, do you trust me? Sean, I don't know, man. I wouldn't expect help after you said that. Do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
Do you trust me? Can you feel your rectum? No? Good.
So Bobby gets up. Now, he's still got the book bag on, and he goes and plops down in a chair in the kitchen. And he takes the book bag off, and he's kind of holding his lap, and he unzips it, and he starts taking out articles of clothing.
Oh, no.
He's got various things, and he's got his shirt in his hand. And he's like, Sean, this shirt's for you. I think this shirt will be good for you. And he's like handing me the shirt. And I'm like, you know, never faced with a situation like this before in my life.
Well, wait, was it a good shirt? You should have kept it.
Yeah, it actually wasn't a bad shirt, but I'm not going to steal the guy's shirt while he's in a
jail. Ah, fuck him. He's feeling generous. He should have thought.
Like, Sean, You should really take this share. Never having been before presented with a situation like this, I don't really know how to react, so I kind of just...
Wait, let me recap here. Sean asks Bob if he trusts him. Bob says yes. A few things happen. Next thing you know, Bob is buying Sean clothes. Here's the shirt for you that I think would look super.
So he has my shirt. So I just take the shirt. I kind of put it on the table. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then he takes out these shorts, and he starts insisting that Jimmy's sister put on the shorts.
Oh, no.
he's like, and you got to remember, guys and girls are different sizes, The shorts are quite large on Jimmy's sister. So he's insisting that she do it. So so she does it. She puts the shorts on right over her shoes, and it's like she's swimming in these fucking things. They're like she could fit two of her in there.
Yeah, because the guys don't wear the fucking like roller derby shorts. We wear the shit that is very baggy.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't wear no John Stockton shorts.
She's just kind of sitting there holding the shorts on, not knowing what to make of the whole situation, just kind of holding on to them and, with a now-what look on her face. So, eventually, she takes off the shorts, and, we give Bob back his clothes. But, when she starts taking off the shorts, Bob starts taking off his shorts, like the ones he's wearing.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, whoa, Bob. I'm like, all right, No. Put that back on. So,
oh my God.
So Mr. Sobers was able to remain clothed, although he wasn't really trying to. So now another funny little story about Bobby, as you well know, but maybe the listening audience does. He's been seeing a girl for a little while now.
Yeah.
He sees her. Pretty much every week, but he's still a little unsure. So now's my chance to find out the truth, because Bobby Sobers is drunk. So
you are a dirty bastard.
I am one evil son of a bitch, let me tell you.
This is when you get information, folks. If you don't know it, when you're drunk, the fact that Sobers is willing to say, yes, I trust you, Sean, when he's drunk, is the key that he's going to be honest.
So I start talking to Bob about the girl. I'm like, oh, so how are things going? He's like, oh, they're going okay. And then I slip in this question. I'm like, do you love her? And all of a sudden, the look on his face, he gets all like coy and shy, and he's kind of got an all golly, look on his face, and he's like, yeah, man.
Oh, Bob!
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but, it's very...
But it's not even true, I don't think. That's the funny
thing. It really isn't.
I don't think he does at all, even remotely, but he just said he did. It was hysterical.
He was just fucking feeling good. He was giving his clothes away. He was just talking about love.
Tell him he loves.
He's just talking about love. Oh, man, oh, man. Do you love her, Bob? Fuck. Loving my shorts is what I'll give. Now put those fuckers on, shorts on. What Aunt's gonna wear? Put those fuckers on. Sean, I think you need this fucking shirt. So put it on. Oh, man.
Yeah, so that was pretty much Jimmy's party in a nutshell there.
Wow. Man, sounds like a pretty fucking crazy time.
And then the next morning, Fred and I made Taylor Hammig and cheese.
I think you were saying the next morning, me and Fred made out. That would have been a good closer.
We made out, yeah. And at the end, we all made
out. Hey, that would have been a good closer. Talk about sex on the radio. Hey. Man, oh, man. So that's a crazy time.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I'm actually glad I was sober for it, because, I don't think anyone else would have been able to relay that story.
How many times did you hear this phrase? Oh, wait.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
I love that. It never gets old.
Actually, I think I heard it a lot, but it was because I was saying it.
I find myself, anytime I see that dog, I have to. Little pumpkin.
Pumpkin actually wasn't there. Pumpkin was off at the elder Rhodes' house.
The elder Jervis. Rhodes.
The Jervis's house, if you will.
Is that the Jervis household? Welcome to the... You think you had it easy at Rhodes Camp. Welcome to Port Jervis.
So it was a good time, and, makes for some decent stories that'll, piss Bobby off.
Very good. Well, you built it up like we were going to be able to have something against him, but, almost taking off your clothes at a drunken party. Okay, for sobers, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's
pretty much for anything for sober is pretty crazy, since he never gets drunk. Ever. This kid is he never gets drunk. Ever.
Ever. Never, ever. Never,
now,
ever.
Sean, you use MySpace, correct?
Yes, I do.
Now, you're familiar with some of these, like, profiles and surveys and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, I have to say, I've been checking out a few of these surveys and checking out some MySpace profiles, getting, like, an overall collection of like, what some of these surveys are, what they're all about. And I figured, you know what, maybe I'm, like, for fun, I'm going to take one and see how it goes. And I'm looking at these fucking questions, and a lot of them are like, I don't fit into any of these fucking categories. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this shit? I don't fit into any of these.
I want to ask you, like, some sort of abstract scenario?
Yeah, like, for example, I'm going to one right now. I'll put the link into the chat room later, because there's a little bit of a delay, but which Care Bear are you, Sean?
Have you ever
taken that one?
Yeah, I've had the unfortunate nature of actually taking that one.
Yeah,
the worst question is it starts asking about like books. What book you would read, or what would you read? Yeah. And it's like there was like four questions like that. The answer would be you're a fucking redneck bear, and then there's two questions that are like you're like some sort of angry at the world bear, and then there's like one question that's like you're a big cocksucking faggot bear.
That's just it. See you know exactly what answers to get what bear. Everybody takes the test. They find out they're like fucking gay homosexual bear, and they reassess their whole life.
Well, that's what I ended up with. I ended up with homo bear. You know what homo bear is? He's purple and he's got a triangle on his fucking shirt.
You are taken in the ass, bear. Nothing's too painful for you.
I just went back to the test and I changed from reading of the obnoxious questions. I changed from reading Nietzsche to reading like Field and Stream magazine, and I became I became like anarchist bear or something. I don't know what the fuck I became.
They're so fucking dumb and gay. Like, I'm looking at this one. What describes you best? I am usually optimistic and outgoing, pessimistic, shy and soft-spoken, somewhere in between of all the above. So you're both optimistic and outgoing and optimistic and pessimistic and
yeah,
shy
all
and soft-spoken. I'm in the middle of everything. I'm optimistic, but I'm pessimistic. Congratulations, you're
middle of the road bear.
Congratulations, you're butt sex anal fury bear. There's no fist too large for you. gotta go back. Where's Hooligan Bear?
So needless to say, I kept taking the quiz until I was no longer Gay Bear and finally got out the Hooligan Bear.
That's it. And a lot of these are just fucking awful. Like, there's an emo test. I'm going to give you the link so you can check it out. It's like, how emo are you? Are you emo?
A funny side note. My boss, who is a big lesbian, total lesbian, doesn't want anything to do with dudes, she took the Care Bear quiz and got Gay Bear. So, you know, maybe in some way it is accurate.
There is an actual gay test. We'll get to that one, though. But the emo one is like, what's your favorite color? I know this question is overused, but what the hell? Like, this is like some fucking high school fucking psychology major.
What's your favorite color? What the hell is one of the answers.
Yeah, what the hell? Whatever MTV says it is. And then there's black, and why do you care? And whatever I feel like at the time. I don't like to be decisive. So I do have a favorite color. It happens to be blue, but
it's not on the list.
MTV doesn't tell me it's blue, and blue isn't what the hell. Blue isn't black, and, you know, you're asking me, so I'm not going to really say, why do you care? So I'm stuck with whatever I feel like at the time. I'm like, okay, that sounds good, whatever I feel like at the time, but they add on, I don't like to be decisive, and I do like to be decisive. I made the decision, I like fucking blue. But no, that's going to peg me. If I select that answer, that's going to put me as like, you are the biggest of emo faggots. You get beat up and thrown into lockers, and the football players have their way with you secretly in the locker room. Congratulations. Here's a little profile to put in your MySpace.
I kind of like the tagline here, though. It's, are you emo or are you not? Or are you an emo poser?
Ah.
Like, you're not really emo, but you're pretending to be.
I'm going to take this profile live. I'm going to say whatever I feel like at the time. Oh, I have to give the people the fucking link here. Sorry. I'm taking the emo quiz here. Number two. What is your favorite band? Thursday?
What's your favorite band, man?
This is another one. Thursday, Dashboard Confessional, Taking Back Sunday, Metallica. What the hell, man? What's with all the questions? It's question two.
What the hell, man?
Murder by Death, All-American Rejects, Evanescence. Now,
that,
they didn't
that's
ask.
A real emo. That's an emo answer, though. The what the hell, man? What's with all the questions? Why are you hassling me, man?
I know. The emo poser would definitely put black for the favorite color, right? Yeah. But for this favorite band, what's your favorite band? Shouldn't that be a fill-in? Why are you limiting me to this?
Out of these other choices, out of these choices in which you like none of them,
yeah.
Choose which one you hate the least.
What's my favorite out of these choices? Fine. I'll say, I guess, I'll go with, like, Metallica. Because I don't really care about Dashboard Confessional. They're just emo. And
pretty goddamn whiny.
Yeah, pretty whiny, and you really need a vagina to enjoy them. And Thursday, it's okay. You know what? But it's like everything else. Taking Back Sunday, I don't even know. Okay? I've heard of it. I see it in, like, 99 MySpace profiles. So apparently, if you don't like that, you're not fucking cool. Murder by Death, All American. I'm convinced that there are some bands that people just have never heard of. I'm just going to put a made-up band in my fucking, like, MySpace. I'm going to put up, like, the Kentucky Cheese Eaters.
They're my favorite band.
That's my favorite band of all time. So I'll put Metallica for question number two. Question three, what do you usually wear? Okay, now here's the fucking... This is going to be the whammy. Okay, this is going to be like... What do you usually wear? There's a broad fucking spectrum. They have seven choices
here. This is all over the place, yeah.
Whatever I find that's clean. Sometimes I just wear what I wore the day before. Now, I usually wear whatever I find that's clean, but I never wear what I wore the day before. So I'm fucked on that one.
What if it was clean?
It's not clean. I wore it the day before.
Perhaps you've washed it.
If I washed it, Jerry. I washed it the day before. You can't... Sweaters... Glasses. Oh no, they're saying the tight, sweaters, tight, the glasses, the tight girl pants. I've got it all down. So now I'm fucking.
You wear, Ken? You wear the tight girl
pants?
Yes,
I wear tight girl pants. My latest gothic gear from Hot Topic: mini skirts, cute t-shirts, lots of makeup, studs. What? So now I'm fucking pegged into putting, admitting that I wear shit I wore the day before, which I don't.
I think I would choose I don't wear clothes of those options.
Yeah, I guess so. Number four, do you cry a lot? Yes, yes, yes. In fact, I'm crying now. Only when I need to. What's crying? No, only pussies cry. And yes, I cry all the time, just not in front of anyone.
The good thing about this question is it actually has a definitive answer, finally.
It does. This actually finally, has an answer. Finally. Only when I need to. I cry when it's, you know, you gotta, when you have to cry. Like, you know, when you wake up.
Like
morning
the first,
again!
The first 6 hours of the day. while I'm in the shower.
I'm in the shower, lunch breaks, bathroom breaks, you know, just waiting
just
to sleep.
Just anytime I'm alone.
While I'm praying to God to kill me, you know. What? No, I don't do that yet. All right, so number five is, do you have a lot of friends? OMG, OMG, me and my posse are always together. I've got some buddies.
Well, you know what, but that doesn't actually say whether or not you have a lot of friends. It just says you and your posse. I mean, how many is a posse?
A posse could be two.
Like, I know, like, you know, a couple is two, and a few is, like, three to seven or something, and then several is, like, seven or higher. But what's actually posse?
Yeah.
And that could be, you think it could be two, so that doesn't really answer the question at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess the second one would apply to me. Yes, I've got some buddies, we hang out and do a lot of stupid stuff, like this radio show. And we go to shows and okay, so fine, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Number five. That one. Number six, the last one. Was this quiz crappy or what? Dude, it was so fucking emo. Yeah, it's kind of sucked. Whatever, I'm already gone. Wait, was this a quiz? So there's always, like, the question. There's always the choice that's the question. There's always the one, like, I don't care. And there's always the one that's, like, proclaiming emo status. So I'm going with the one that says, yeah, it kind of sucked. Let's see if I'm emo or not. Hitting done. I'm waiting for the reload. How emo are you? Holy shit, you're emo. What the fuck?
You are one emo motherfucker.
How the fuck am I emo? Dude! Holy shit, I'm emo.
Yeah, you didn't even know it. You're not even a poser.
You know what? I got hoodwinked into being emo. Okay?
You're hardcore emo and didn't even have any idea.
That's why these are bullshit fucking tests. It says I'm goddamn emo. Oh, man. Okay, I'll take the fucking next one, too. I have this one who's on a lot of fucking profiles in MySpace. Are you gay? Here we go, Sean. Let's take this one here.
The definitive answer.
This is it. It'll tell you a percentage. Are you gay?
All right, I'll take this one, too. We'll both do it.
This is the one, are you gay? This is the quiz, are you gay? Okay, so we're taking this one now, and we're going to look at the questions and review each question. Find out if you're really gay.
Ken, did you see this first fucking question?
Did you want to answer yes, please, to question number two?
Like, you have to do the questions out of fucking order?
Okay, well, what's question two? Do you think your friends are attractive people?
Yes, please? Is that even an appropriate answer, no matter what the circumstances are?
I don't know. I guess I would say no, because I don't even know which one's question two, and I normally never say yes, please. So I'm just gonna go with no.
You're just not polite enough.
No. Okay, number two is, do you think your friends are attractive people? Sorry, Sean. Sorry, Sean. Sorry, Jimmy. Sorry, myself. I'm friends with myself. Okay, so I'm going with no. I don't find any of you motherfuckers attractive. Okay?
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's how it needs to be. Is your best friend a guy or a girl? It's a guy. My best friend's a guy.
I think he prefers the company of men.
I prefer the company of men. Who doesn't? I make my homosexuals flaming. Do you sometimes joke around that you are that you talk like a gay person with your friends?
I think we've been doing that for the past 3 hours.
Sean, I don't know.
And the homos, they touch it. The homos do. The homos.
Nah, we never joke around about homosexuality.
Never happens.
Never. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that, man. Okay, so, yeah, that would be a yes. We joke around and talk about gay people and talk like gay people. Which sport do you prefer? Football, soccer, baseball, or synchronized swimming?
They put the loaded gay question answer right in there.
Yeah.
Like, if you answer this no matter what, you're a fucking fag.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, but, you know what, let's say you're a huge darts fan. Fine, I'll go with baseball. I'm a big baseball fan. I enjoy a good baseball game.
All right, so far, we're going to be just as gay as each other at this point.
Is chess a sport? No. Chess is a fucking game. That's my answer for that question.
That's my answer as well.
What kind of music do you like? Pop, rap, disco, rock, or I'm not a music fan? Now, let's say you don't like any of that shit. Let's say you like fucking punk. But, you know, you have to go with rock. So, rock, you know what else is rock? Judas Priest, Queen.
It's pretty broad
spectrum.
Yeah! Actually, you know what? The truth is, I think all the above categories fall into the term rock.
They do. Every single one does. Okay, finish the sentence. Andy Dick rocks, blows, or Andy who? Now, I happen to think Andy Dick is very funny. I also know he's very fucking gay. So the obvious straight answer would be blows, but he rocks.
Well, but he's gay, so he does blow.
Yeah, but I think he rocks. I think he rocks because...
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying here.
I know. He does...
Yeah, it's a little innuendo there. A little, you know, he's gay, so that's why...
Yeah, it is. He is gay, but I think he rocks. I think he's funny. He was great in...
We have our first deviation on answers, then.
Fine. I'm going to the next page. We'll see how gay I am.
I think right now you're definitely gayer than me.
Okay, fine. Well, we have a page two here. Have you ever mistaken a transvestite for a birth woman? I don't know that I ever have, but I know...
I'm pretty sure I have.
I don't think I have, but I saw a very masculine-looking woman and thought it was a man. Does
you ever watch, like, Springer when they bring out the fucking transvestites? I mean, sometimes you have no fucking clue.
Yeah, that's true. I'll go with a yes on that. Has a man ever hit on
you? I don't need to twist your arm, but I'm just saying.
No, I mean, it had to have happened, so whatever. That's a given. Has a man ever hit on you? No.
I'm answering yes, unfortunately.
Oh, Shawnee Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever strayed to the back door on a woman? I'm going to have to say no on this one.
Yeah, you and me both.
Not like I wouldn't. What? Oh, sorry. Identify this tool. It looks like some form of a power tool. I'm going to say, but it's got like a square. I'm not going to affect your answer. I'm not going to affect your answer. I think that it's...
I chose my answer.
Yeah, I chose mine too. Impact wrench.
Okay, I put impact hammer. Okay.
It looked like it had a square thing, which means it might have like some kind of a socket that goes on the end. So I think it might be a kind of a wrench. How do you wear your pants? Tight, loose, or in between? I'm gonna say in between because
that's what I put up there too.
Yeah, because I mean they're not tight. They're not incredibly slack and loose, like 92 rappers. All right, let's see. Have you ever worn women's clothes? Well, no.
This is kind of stupid because now we have to answer yes or no to the following question.
I'm leaving them blank.
Not applicable.
The next question is, if so, was it a joke or a costume? And the other one is, did you enjoy it? Well, I didn't wear one.
So it's hard to answer those questions.
For me, I'm leaving them blank.
Okay, I'm going to go with you on that. So okay. We only really have two deviations.
Sure.
On you like Andy Dick, and we have a different concept of what that tool is. So
well, apparently, I guess I'll reveal my score. I'm 22.8% gay. 22.8.
You know what? You must have gotten the fucking tool question right, because I'm 25% gay.
Ah, you faggot. Yeah,
I'm a big cocksucker, apparently.
Yeah, tool. La-da-da-da. Well, let's see if the tool one
did it give you some sort of fucked up thing where it says, please be careful with this valuable information as you are too young to be taking this test?
Yes.
How does it know how old I am?
I don't know.
What's the appropriate age to be taking this test?
Don't worry, it's not that high of a score. You're not gay, but not 100%. Not 100% straight either? Are you kidding me? How can you not be 100% straight if you don't fuck guys?
Well, you know, it's the thing. So apparently, if you're 22% gay, that means if presented with 100 people, you would choose 22 dudes.
No! Not. You're taking 25.
22% of the time, you would suck a cock instead of doing a chick.
Well, how about you, Mr. 25% of the time, you're taking a cock in the ass as opposed to, having a woman pleasure you?
Hey, take what I can get, man.
Take what I can get. I didn't think it worked on that angle.
No, that was actually a line in the movie Slapshot, which is a fantastic movie if you've never seen it. Paul Newman standing outside the hockey arena, and the other team walks up, and they're like, you suck dick, and he just looks at him, all, not flinching. He goes, that's all I can get.
The homos.
The homos.
Oh, man, oh, man, I tell you. Oh, man, so this is, someone said, what personality test are you talking about? See, someone's,
They're going ahead. They're skipping ahead.
They're skipping ahead. They're go-getters.
They're like those fucking kids you hated when they were taking the standardized test that did the fucking next test first, and then they found out, later that the instructions were different for the second test.
Yes.
And then they cried. I fucking love those kids.
They're so fucking special.
But I already took the test. Oh, you didn't listen to the instructions.
The next one I got is, what color are you, Sean? You'll get quizzes like these. It's like, what color are you? Or which picture do you most identify with? Or like, what environmental thing do you represent? Some really moody thing. It's like, I gave you the link here. What color are you? I'm going to give the link to the chat room. Listen, if you're not in the chat room, fuck you, okay? You need to be. Go to RadioBBQ.net. We're on Radio Barbecue. This is the DJ New Style Show. We're with Shawnee Murphy, and we're going over some quizzes here. The next quiz up is linked in the chat room. It's, what color are you? Your perfect Sunday is most likely spent walking through a forest,
getting a head should be an answer. That's what I would choose.
Yeah, that would be my most perfect any day. Getting a head start on Monday's work, spending time
with friends. Actually, that is kind of an answer.
I guess so.
Staying in bed being naughty. With your partner.
Reading a new book, practicing your faith, staying in bed naughty with your partner, taking photographs, singing karaoke, spending time with your family. I'm going to go with spending time with your family. I enjoy my family.
I'm going to go with the naughty answer. I'm going to be naughty.
Very good. You're naughty.
I'm naughty.
Oh, apparently I'm a big fag because I'd rather spend time with mom and dad than get some sex. Great.
That's pretty yee.
Sorry, man. All right, let's see here. Your dream job is closest to doctor, nurse, restaurant owner, artist, zoologist, spiritual guide, porn star, CEO of a large company, entertainer, professor, teacher. Mine's not even fucking there. This is where the whole thing falls apart.
And what, insurance salesman or whatever the fuck you're doing these days?
No, I'm a software engineer for an insurance company, but that's not my dream job. I'd like to be a game programmer or some kind of... I think
the nearest to that is porn star.
I'm going to go with entertainer. That's my dream job. I want to be an entertainer.
I think actually I'm going to choose that one, too.
Yeah, right.
I would like to be entertaining. I wish I were.
Oh, you are Shawnee Murphy. No. Everybody, show your love for Shawnee Murphy.
If you like Shawnee Murphy, hey, go in the chat room and type Shawnee Murphy or Roger that. Hey. Okay. Just, you know, you got to do it every now and then. What's most important for question number 3? Faith, creativity, fun, knowledge, family, nature, sex, money, or friendship? I got to tell you,
This is a tough one.
Creativity is the most important. If you're not creative, everything else sucks.
I chose fun.
It's true.
I think having fun in life is the most important thing. If you're not having fun, fuck you.
I think creativity is the most important. Without creativity, a lot of fun wouldn't happen. How about that? Without fun, a lot of creativity wouldn't happen. What's the worst? Stupidity, being prude, boredom, divorce, pollution, failure, sin, not being unique, or loneliness. See, not being unique is like the emo kid who only listens to like records from like the back of the record bin, like shit you've never heard of. Not being unique, man. I'm gonna say the worst. Stupidity is definitely not the worst. It's one of the best things.
Really? See, you know, I disagree.
I think stupidity is so entertaining.
It can be, but for the most part, it's fucking annoying.
I think the worst thing is I like failure too, dude. I like failure.
What about being prude?
The worst thing is actually boredom.
I'm throwing up there. I'm throwing stupidity as my answer.
All right, sure. For the best refreshment, you go to Your Lover. A top-rated restaurant, a community church picnic, a cocktail party at a gallery opening, the most outrageous club you can find, and you're going to go fucking nuts, man. A family dinner table with everyone reunited. An earthy vegan cafe, a coffee shop with a good book, your friend's house with a hot pizza. Fuck you, I'm not going there, Sean. I'm not going to your house for a hot pizza.
I've had a hot pizza here before, and you know you have.
You know I enjoyed it too, Sean. It was fucking incredible. It was mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, good 555 deal at Domino's.
Yeah, oh, dude, Domino's is the best. Hey, I like Domino's.
Hey.
Hey.
So your answer, please.
I think I'm going to go with, this is like for the best refreshment. I mean, like, come on. The best refreshment? Are we talking about just food or company here?
I think this, whatever refreshes you most.
I guess the most refreshing thing, probably, I'm going to go with the family dinner table. Because you know what, you don't have to fucking put on any kind of front there. You can just be whatever. Nothing matters. Motherfucker! Optimum Online, everybody! Optimum on fucking line. God damn it. Well, Optimum Online just fucking blows. Oh, and we're back on again. We're back on again with the motherfucking DJ New Style show. Jesus Christ, this is the absolute worst fucking show.
I can't work like this.
I'm sorry, sir.
You're stifling my creativity.
Well, what about your fun? Chi. That's the most important, the fun!
My chi is all out of whack.
Chi. If you ever say chi again, Sean, I will cut off one of your balls.
What if I say it in the phrase, chi a pet?
That's acceptable.
Okay.
I'll buy that
Just
one.
Checking.
All right, for those of you who can still hear us.
Yeah, all two people left listening now.
No, actually, there's a ton listening. But, let's see. We're on question. We just finished question number 5, which is for the best refreshment. I go to my family dinner table with everyone reunited, and I didn't know where you went.
I went to a top-rated restaurant.
A top-rated restaurant. I'm going to the ground round. That's right.
The number one, baby.
Charlie Brown's. You prefer to dress in something professional and sharp. Nothing! Natural and comfortable clothes. You don't really pay attention to clothes. Something conservative but attractive. Something original in all you. The latest trend in a color that brings out your best. Whatever is clean.
That's the answer in every test. There's that up there.
The cool outfit you borrowed from your friend. Sean, I know your answer.
What is my answer?
The cool outfit you borrowed from Bob when he was drunk. You really need this shirt. You need the shirt, you little bitch.
All right. I'll answer first this one. I will dress in something professional and sharp.
Oh, professional and sharp, man. I don't really care about
professional and sharp. I'm a jeans and t-shirt kind of fella.
So I think you're up there on natural and comfortable.
That's it. Natural and comfortable. Thank you. Your next vacation would be a romantic getaway for... Well, my next vacation's going to fucking Vegas. So where the hell is that?
Yeah, so we're both... actually, no, because you're bailing out on my road.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go.
Cocksucker.
Well, so I would go, but I'm actually, my next vacation is to the beach.
The beach.
In North Carolina.
Where's the city full of strippers on this answer?
Camping in the mountains.
Double entendre, maybe?
All right. I found the answer that's closest to what I'm looking for. Although, is it considered a romantic getaway when you go to a city and look at strippers for
How about a trip
days?
For you? You're going to Montreal to see some strippers? A trip to a needy country to spread supplies, love, and faith. That would put you in, like, you are pure white, as you are a saint. And it's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. I chose, although it's not really appropriate, it seems to be the closest match to actually what my next vacation really is. I chose a rowdy beach party with the hottest young crowd.
See, mine's on a beach, but it's not really the rowdiest with the youngest crowd. It's more.
Where's you going with your family?
It's
there?
A family vacation. That's right.
So I think that's the closest.
Okay,
one,
so let's see here. When you need cheering up, you cry while masturbating. That's my answer. Cry while masturbating. Now, surround yourself with loved ones. Pray and worship. Express yourself through art. Take a surprise weekend getaway with your love. Sit in the bathtub and cut your arm. Surround yourself with nature and your thoughts. Go out drinking and dancing. Have a long talk with someone you look up to. Bury yourself in your... Oh, I thought that said wounds. Bury yourself in your work. Go shopping with friends. I mean, they have... It's very, very small print on this color. I'm just going to say... When I need cheering up, I just express myself through art. I create pictures and songs about killing people and... happy songs.
I hate all these answers. Because you know what? My answer would just be, go out drinking. You know, whatever. Go out and party.
That would be... Yeah.
The problem is the dancing part. There will be no dancing.
Drinking, you danced once.
I got to dance.
And that was just to make me feel uncomfortable.
That's most of my life.
I am European.
I exist.
No!
I exist mostly to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I wear my shirt with the buttons open down to my navel.
Dude, that was awful. That was fucking awful. This kid gets back from fucking Portugal, and he's acting like he's, like, pure European. He's fucking smoking again. He quit for, like 10 years or something like that. Like, a really crazy amount of time he hasn't had a cigarette. Now he's fucking smoking. He's wearing this, like, diagonal striped fucking club shirt. Unbuttoned, like, all the way. He's got no undershirt on. He's just fucking, like, he's nuts. And he's actually, like, dancing. We're at a bar sitting. He's fucking, like... I'm like, what are you doing? He's like... I am European.
I got you. You were so angry. You're
I
just
was
like...
so pissed. I'm like, dude.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, kid's getting pissed.
This is not happening. I don't know why I was pissed either. I don't give a shit.
You were furious, actually.
I really don't care what you do with your life. I mean, but like, why am I friends with a dirty EU motherfucker? All right. If you were a food or beverage, you would be filet mignon, raspberry cheesecake, bread and wine.
What kind of a fucking question is this? Like, wait, like, what kind of person would you want eating you? Is that the question?
Well, I bet you sobers would probably say beans and chicken. Because he likes the Latinas. Fucking beans and chicken. Or barbecue chicken or whatever. He likes them dark, a little bit dark. Bread and wine, a margarita, a cup of coffee. Though. Yeah, a little brown. A little brown toe going on. A pita with hummus and veggies. Pizza. Chocolate-covered strawberries or apple pie. What would I be?
I think you have to look down the line on who's going to be consuming you as food or beverage.
I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be filet mignon, because at least I know some upper-class white people are going to get me. Unless it's the filet mignon.
Answer. Unless wrong answer, it's the dude. You want to be chocolate-covered strawberries because the fucking chicks are going to be the ones eating you. Like, fucking hot chicks like chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yeah, but then there's the big fucking black guy that gets it for his, tries to gain the trust of his new white girlfriend, goes to Godiva and buys, like, 7 of them. He has to eat at least one.
Die, man, that's my answer.
I don't like those odds. I'm going with filet mignon.
All right.
But you know, that is a very guy thing to eat. I'm going to go with, if I get raspberry cheesecake, that's gay.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going with margarita. Maybe one of the Bush twins will drink me. I don't know. Before going to bed, you like to watch the news, lift weights, have a facial.
Like, what do those two things have in common? Oh, I guess it's like the guy's perspective / girl's perspective on it. Like, to guys, you'd want to do is lift weights. It's the equivalent of getting a facial.
Like, because guys exercise, women, they do not. They just get pretty for their men, or else they will die. Read, cuddle your animals, have sex. Yeah, that'd be nice. Talk to your best friend on the phone, watch an artsy documentary, pray, worship, tuck your loved ones in with a kiss. Actually, I watched the news, I guess, because I listen to Opie and Anthony and Conan O'Brien, and then I go to bed.
I'm going to throw out the boring answer of a read.
Faggot.
Score us. What color are you, Ken?
You are a very calm and contemplative person. Others are drawn to your peaceful, nurturing nature. You are green.
I got, you enjoy life, humor, and being exuberant. Wherever you go, you usually find yourself stealing the spotlight, like on the show. You're just taking over. Stealing spotlight without even trying. You love to let go and have fun. I am Aqua.
The homos notice the aqua.
So you're Aqua?
I am Aqua.
At least I got green. I didn't get, like, fucking, like, chamomile or something like that.
Hey, my fucking description's pretty good there, my man.
You like to steal the spotlight?
I like to steal the spotlight. Okay. I like to basically be a dick, is what it's saying.
I'm a very calm and contemplative person, Sean. Haven't you guessed? Others are drawn to my peaceful, nurturing nature, like I'm fucking Mother Teresa.
This fucking test. Well, you know what it was? It was the fact that you answered "be with my family" for 86 questions.
I enjoy being with my family. I also enjoy making fun of retarded people. So they didn't have any of that there.
Yeah, they didn't really know the true you.
So, you know what? That's why I'm here to say these fucking surveys, quizzes, and shit, they're flawed. If you're looking through this to try and get a feel as to what someone's like, don't even fucking bother. Because apparently I'm a 22% gay emo guy who is green.
Who's green? You're a Kermit the Frog.
You're an Aqua. You're a quarter gay, Sean.
I'm one quarter gay.
You're a.
That means out of every four chances to get laid, I will choose a dude.
You're three parts straight. You are. Take three parts straight, one part gay. Add a little Aqua. And were you emo?
No, I didn't take that.
Yeah,
that quiz.
You know what?
You know, I'm so emo that I was so anti that quiz, man.
Yeah, fucking emo, dude. You're fucking emotional inspired punk. Ugh, that stinks.
All right, Kenny.
Shawnee Murphy, great appearance.
I'm going to call it out.
Thank you very much. I think I'm going to wrap the show up.
Hey, why don't you wrap the show up?
I didn't get to debut my song. Oh well.
Yeah, I'll do it next time. You actually have material for next show then.
I do. I'm gonna go live Thursday night because I promised Growmaster Dan I would do a few times that I would do two shows a week. I'm gonna do a show on Thursday night. I still have to talk about my Seattle trip. I have to review some reality shows and some movies that I've seen. And hey, I'm gonna put my cock in a taco shell. That's right.
I'm gonna put my cock in Rob Mason's ear.
Yes. At least I said something I didn't do before.
Oh, wait, shit. All right, Kenny, I am
Shawnee Murphy, you got anything you want to plug?
No, sir.
Okay, then, have a good night. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the DJ New Style show.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
All right, that's Shawnee Murphy from the land of Shawnee Murphy. And he's a good egg, good friend, and a great, great contributor to the show. We're going to wrap it on up. It's about that time. Looking at my dudes, it's about that time. Be sure to check me out Thursday night, live. If you're catching this on a replay, chances are Thursday night I won't be fucking live. But I will be live this Thursday in July. In July. I don't know what the date is. The 14th, everybody. So it's actually Wednesday right now because it's fucking midnight, something like that. So tomorrow night, but Thursday, I will be live at 10, and I will be doing some material that was left over. I had to bump it, pretty much. So thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Check out the website, djnewstyle.motherfucking.com. Go always check out all the shows on radiobbq.net. And you got to make sure you check out the Leet Speak Show. You got to check out Bad Monkey, all his 18 shows. Checking out the Craig Coleman Show. I don't know if it's going to exist in a new state pretty soon. Not state, but like, you know, form. then you have to check out all the fucking shows. And you got to check out the Mikey D Show so that you can hear a Mikey D do what he does best. And that's be an adult that still goes by the name Mikey. Does he like it? I bet he does.
You're just a fucking prick, you are, yeah.
Okay, Mikey D. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just a whole big thing going on there. But it's been resolved, and everything's cool, so I'm not going to be a dick and ruin anything. DJ New Style Show, closing it on up. Thank you very much for tuning in. I know I did all this already. DJNewStyle.com. Check me out Thursday night. See ya!